Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
Hey, it's AJ on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. First off, I want to say thank you to Victor Lewis for filling in tonight since I'm filling in for Nikki Morse on Music and More. It's been an interesting week, as I'm sure you understand, with COVID-19, places being shut down, all that stuff. We're scrambling around a little bit trying to get everything covered. Hopefully we're doing a great job, but thank you for listening. And also, I'm just imploring you, if you haven't already, make sure you're donating food here at 97.9 The Hill. We are collecting food for table. We've teamed up with the Cappy Hagman Real Estate Group along with local law enforcement. We've collected over 600 pounds worth of food already. So if you've already donated, thank you. And if you're willing, please donate again. And if you haven't yet, please do so. It is needed now more than ever with schools being closed down. Unfortunately, sometimes those kids that are helped by table, the only meals they get during the day are when they're at school. All the food you can give, it is very much appreciated. You can learn more online, chapelboro.com. Just click on Fill the Bus. Now, Victor Lewis is, of course, filling in on the After Hours, but I still wanted to do the Thursday Rewind. It's something I enjoy doing, and I hope you enjoy listening as much as I enjoy putting it together. So tonight, we're looking at 1974. A lot of things happened in 74. We had IRA began bombing in mainland Britain. We had the first U.S. president ever forced to resign, and one of the biggest boxing matches in history. Starting off tonight, the IRA began a bombing campaign on mainland Britain in 1974. The Tower of London was bombed on July 17th, along with the Houses of Parliament and pubs in Birmingham. Now, the IRA, or Irish Republican Army, was a terrorist group from Ireland who was looking to separate Ireland completely from control by the British. There was a peace agreement that was eventually signed in the 1990s, so violence has dropped quite a bit in the last 40 or 50 years. Starting off tonight, even though the song was released in 1973 as part of the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album, it hit the charts in 1974. Here's Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
Didn't something that you know.
Elton John, Benny and the Jets there on the Thursday Rewind. Also in 1974, Richard Nixon became the first U.S. president forced to resign. This was following impeachment hearings that had started on May 9th. The impeachment hearings and eventual resignation of Nixon were triggered by the Watergate scandal of 1972. It was the start of Nixon's second term as U.S. president, and it was related to his involvement in illegal activities within his administration. This included the break-in at the Democratic Party headquarters by Nixon associates to sabotage those political opponents. There were also taped conversations that Nixon refused to release to investigators that were thought to reveal his knowledge of the corruption and wrongdoing within his administration. He resigned in order to avoid the disgrace of a trial and subsequent removal from office. His VP, Gerald Ford, took office after him and soon gave Nixon a full pardon for his wrongdoing. Also in 1974, at the top of the charts, it's Hooked on a Feeling, Blue Swede.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling. And I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
In our final event of 1974, October 30th, the much-hyped boxing match between George Foreman and Muhammad Ali, where Ali regained his heavyweight titles, that took place in Kinshasa, Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This was given quite a catchy name, Rumble in the Jungle. Ali had been stripped of those heavyweight titles for refusing the Vietnam War draft in 1967. He was also banned from boxing for several years. In 1974, the current heavyweight champ George Foreman agreed to fight Ali for the title. Foreman, then a 25-year-old undefeated champion, agreed to fight Ali in 74 for a $5 million purse. Promoter Don King labeled the fight the Rumble in the Jungle. Ali's strategy? Basically let Foreman hit him until he was too tired, and then Ali would come at him and finish him with a quick series of punches until he won by a knockout. Ali's trainer labeled the technique rope-a-dope. Ali defeated Foreman by knockout in the eighth round of the match, becoming only the second former heavyweight champion to regain his title. Our final song of the night, Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys Room.
How you doing out there? You ever seen to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
It's AJ on the Thursday Rewind. Thanks for tuning in tonight. This will, of course, be up on chapelboro.com and the on-demand page here in a few minutes. Victor Lewis will be returning in a couple. He'll take back over the after hours. So enjoy the rest of your night and stay healthy, Chapel Hill.